Afghanistan's interior ministry says the militant group claiming to have kidnapped three foreign United Nations workers is not in fact the group holding the captives. Interior Ministry spokesman Latfala Mashal says an unidentified criminal gang is the group actually responsible for the abduction of the three UN workers in Kabul late last month. He dismissed weeks of claims by militants calling themselves the Jaish-e-Muslimin or Muslim Army that they have the hostages. The Jaish-e-Muslimin, who have demanded the freeing of imprisoned members of Afghanistan's former Taliban regime, disputed Mr. Mashal on Wednesday, insisting they are the real captors. Major Scott Nelson, the spokesman for the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said he didn't know where the captives were, despite speculation they were still in Kabul.
If we knew specifically where they were located at, I think they'd be free by now.
The captives, an Irish-British woman, a Filipino man, and a Kosovar woman, had been assisting the Afghan government in organizing post-war elections when they were taken from their UN car at gunpoint. Following the abduction, the captors released a videotape of the hostages. Mr. Mashal suggested that the criminal gang and not Jaish-e-Muslimin recorded that video. The Afghan government is working with the U.S. military and international peacekeepers based in Kabul to secure the hostages' release. A spokesman for the peacekeepers, Lieutenant Commander Ken McAlop, says he sees the continuing of negotiations to free the captives as a positive sign.
The fact that indicators suggest that these three individuals are still alive, I think that's testament to the success the government and the hostage negotiators have had over the past couple of weeks.
The abductions have sparked an outcry among some portions of the Afghan public, given the general popularity enjoyed by the United Nations throughout much of the country. Some Afghan citizens have even offered themselves as hostages in place of the three captives. Michael Kitchen, VOA News, Islamabad.